So in other words, one can be mikabel himself, even a koret, as a diet, not on the basis of deen. That will be on the basis of his chayim. On the basis of his chayim. But as far as deen is concerned, where there is no his chayim, so then, there is v'chavolet, so a yeitet cannot be done. And without mechile and mischayet of the party, so there, their deen is null and void. If there is mischayet, so then one can be mischayet himself for everything. So one can say, if you will jump 1,000 times, so then I'm mischayet myself to pay you $1,000. So it's mechuyev, if out the deen, the mischayet in the fact. So it's not a deen. So in other words, if he is mechabet, the judgment of his father, of the Koreh, or he will read a book or the absolute money, but then it is effective because it's highly because of the Hirat, so it's not because of this. But because of this, so there is a Havore, has dated up. So even if no coercion was exercised, even if it was resorted, resorted to it. So the deen of a Yetzes is no deen, it's no and more, except on the basis of Yitzchayim, but not on the basis of deen, not the deen. And how about a litigation of the Goyes of Goyes? So that depends. If we say a Parshat Yitzchayim, so the Lehim, which implies that the litigation of Zeres Lachavoy, of by a Yetzes, is no and void, so the same does not possibly imply that the deen of a Yetzes in those of Goyes is also new and void. Even without this. Mashenken, if we say, Lavi Rupas Kistan, so the Rehim that is mentioned in the Parsha of Yom Kippur is why that the deen of Yerush Vachavol is by a Yetzes is new and void, is invalid. Not that the deen of Yerush Vachavol is invalid, so the deen of Yerush Vachavol might be valid. That's one hour. Then there is another hour that the Ilam Mishpotim Ashatosim will say and Ashatosim implies Kviye, so that's a aloche that no Kviye can be exercised by anyone except by a Bezin of Smuch. No Kviye can be exercised by anyone except by a Bezin of Smuch. Hedeite is even a Bezin of Hedeite. Cannot exercise any fear, any courage. So that's why the Gemara, that's why Abaye asked Rav Yehuda, how could Rav Yehuda, who was not his own, how could he exercise fear regarding the husband who refused to divorce his wife when our Tzibili was the Chuyot? How could he do it? So he says, so at least he says, because Shluch HaTayit Adin. So in other words, in the Hanam, in whom is this authority of Kriyah, this prerogative of Kriyah vested in Bez Smuchim? So Bez Shemachut Lord and Smuchim, so they don't have this prerogative. But Bez Smuchim and Bez Israel authorize the Bez Shemachut Lord and Bez Israel to exercise first in this. But in whom is this prerogative of exercising coercion vested? Only Bez Israel. So, as far as he is concerned, so that applies to all things. So even according to Mandoma, that love your father. So mainly the deed that we hear that is mentioned in the house of Shomri has no application to get out of the world of the world. So if the deed took place without coercion being exercised, then the deed is the deed. Mashein came to exercise coercion, that's not, because coercion is muscle to a business move, not to investigate it. And if the investigator has the right to exercise coercion, so it's on the basis of society. So the thing is that the cause is the danger, second parallel. Of course. accordance to this, the secretary. So, according to this, the secretary, the whole halacha of Rabbi of Barshi, so the maybe he is very well-bred, he has inspired ratio, so that he's not out of fear, but out of fear. So everybody is made that he is very well-bred, he has inspired ratio. And the Jesus cannot do it. Except on the basis of the society of the North, it depends whether there is for the society of the North or there is no society. Now the Ram, here, and also the Ramban is an heaven that continues, the Ram right here that way, and the Ramban is an heaven that continues. So they say something like that. Not like this. So this is that we have two halachas. One halacha is of the wind, and that halacha of the wind that is mentioned in the power of something is right. The deen of the Kabbalah requires smuchim. And this is not handled by smuchim, but the deen is so deep. If they only couple themselves with kindness and yechileh, so then it's not on the basis of this, it's on the basis of his kindness. One can even kind himself to pay a certain sum of money on a certain condition. So in other words, so when the couple is hurt to die and he's only possible, so it is kindness, it's not with your idea. So one aloha is, according to the secondary, one aloha is that there is a aloha of this, that certain healing requires smuch and cannot be handled by a day. And this means it's a royal decree, so this is about that there is a chole. Whoever the same aloha, like you know, it's so that stone machlech is whether they're fascist, you can't allow it. And there's another aloha that fear can only be handled by versus muhim, not by data, except on the basis of the society that we know. The Ram also says that they apply it. But the Ram says, not, first of all, insofar as the aloha of the religion is concerned, so that the Ram agrees with data, but that only implies that there is, that only implies that the Dinah is Rechavoe, so the Dinah is no deep, and the Dinah is Rechavoe, the Kondimandana is Rechavoe, the Dinah is no deep, but he is Rechavoe, the Dinah is Rechavoe, so he says Rechavoe is Dinah is Rechavoe. And then there is another, also what we are going to say before, he says to the Dinah is by the Dinah. Not whether it's valid or not. And it's also a piece of meat to litigation. The litigation before the legislature. It's an issue. Just as there is an issue to submit to dispute before the subgoing of Akhonishalakum, the Ramishpot, Ashatoshi, the Akhon. So it is the same validity. So it's all there to submit a dispute before a Kohen Shaloch, except to the Heter. He one called the other to the door before the Heter oil, and the other refused to appear. So then the Heter refused to appear to the oil, and he can initiate the dispute before a Kohen Shaloch. But only in that situation, otherwise there's an Heter rising. The Ilam is first by the person who says, we pray until we loyal Senor, true Senor. So we're not allowed to submit our dispute before a court, except for such a situation. So your Senor is ready to submit our dispute before a court, also in the mentions the reason as to why we are not allowed to submit our dispute to the court, and our mischievous Sergei. Now, the Chiddush HaRan is in the second column, the first page of the Ran. It's in the second column. In the second column. I don't know what I mean. It's in the middle of the fifth paragraph. So he says, Fa'afil Tanochi, the whole day, the half city of Ochi, the Latin half, the Bukosa, the Jew, the Jew, the Jew, the So, Thank you. Of the authority of the poor. By weil Jesus tun muss. Entziehen, weil Jesus tun muss. So bringen wir es jetzt, wo darüber 200 Fuß war, nur das vierte Fuß zu sein, weil ich mit Auge nach Gott kommt, so begehrt es die Würde, das war die Fälle. Wieso schau ich so eine Weile, wenn ich es tun mag? Aber ich habe auch die Weile, die hat was zu tun. Nur nie so wie das. So wie du, ich habe mich so ein Weile erlebt. So wie man ja auch auf diese Dinge kann kommen. Die Kuh hat die Konservativität, hat dann die Konservativität. So die Kuh ist so ab auf die Kuh kommen, in der Bahn, in die Worte der Weise der Weise der Yeah. ודברי רב אחר בן רבי כנשיר זה גורף פה ואני דפר ודברי רב אחר בן רבי ואני שחד פותח ואני לבד יהיה Asher thesis was that from this war it's much more indicated and smiling from the symbol of his mission in the parish of Shur of Shomron. And in Pirkam Garish, so the Gemara says, Lifneyem Zolo Yifnei Gates. So one Teretz means that it's Ein Hach, that when the Gemara in Amgarish says, so when they leave, we say Lavir of Parsha Sivkan. So the regime that is mentioned, Parsha of Shomrim, has reference to Tiris Vachavoles, and it does not have reference to Hidoyis Valvoyim. So the Mele de Lifneim also has reference only to Tiris Vachavoles. If we say Yer Parsha Sivkan, so the regime that is mentioned, the Parsha of Shomrim, also deals with, also has reference to Tiris Valvoyim. So the Mele de Lifneim with Neadiates refers to Yidoyis Valvoyis as well. So, Vishlam Dorsam Adinu Fneim Shlul Fneim Kovalehi Doch. Kulim of Zayonim Amforoshim Mokemach. Then Tezis says, not a Roshan, Vinir Liforish, the Begitin Linie and Mila di Kfiayim, the Aroche Maisele da Abaya Ashkech Rav Yeseh da Abdi Yosef Iko Maisa Agiti. Omgan Anad Yeses Anad, Avol Lihim Lava Mila di Yisumayre. El Bdin Baal, Vod Mashmi Mila di Yisumut Neim, Shtashin Kamash Dosin Mila Kli Adiyon Ishai Benzim. So according to the second portion takes this, as the Ktzeis points out, so there are two separate alochas. One aloha is that is implicit in the parasha of Shomrim and Elohim. So there, that Gzeres HaKosuf tells us that the din is not valid. If we say, La'avir of parasha Sifkam, so that Gzeres HaKosuf of Elohim that is mentioned in the parasha of Shomrim is to be limited only to Gzeres HaKosuf, that means that the din of Etietes in Zilz Vacholes is invalid, And if we say a positive gan, so he tells us not only the din of Tzilis v'chavolos is invalid by Yetis, but even Midor is valid. But then there's another aloche, that there cannot be any kvir. He cannot be kefalot. He cannot be kefalot. And as the Ktsuris points out, so that is that's another aloche. So Mimele, this aloche that the Yetis cannot be kefalot, then that has nothing to do with the machlekes in Gemara, whether I have a parshas sifkan or lavi of parshas sifkan. So even if we say lavi of parshas sifkan, so the lehim that is mentioned in parshas Shomrim does not deal with hidoyes valvoyes. So the din by yetis in hidoyes valvoyes is valid, but that yetis should be kefe lodein. In the Doris Valvoyes, that they cannot, because of another Xeras HaKosm. So even according to the Mandoma, that Lavi of Parshas Sifkan, but Kevalodin, they couldn't. Kevalodin, they couldn't. There's a second Teres in Tesis. I mean, and there is a similarity between the second Teres in Tesis, according to the way the Ktesis explains it, and the Chidush Aran. The Chidush Aran, which is the Ramban, they also say that two separate aloches. The Chiddush Aran also says two separate aloches. But where is according to the Ram? So one aloche is that the din is not valid. That's the lehim that is mentioned in the parash of Shomer. And then there is another aloche of a nisa to be done before the days. Just as there is a nisa to be done before Akut. So there is a nisa to be done before the days. So the thesis there it is not a nisa to be done with the Yetis. That a Yetis cannot be kept. And there is a big nafkemine between thesis second teretz, the way the Ksais explained it, and the Chiddush Aran. According to the Chiddush Aran, that the lifnei of the Yetis does not imply a aloche that the best Yetis cannot be kept. But it's a nisa to be done with the Yetis. So what's the essential feature of the Isa? Not to be machtir. Hedyete is bikisron shal mumchi. So if we say that lavi of parshas sifkan and the lehim does not refer to hedyete's valvoyes, so that means that the etzem din by hedyete is in hedyete's valvoyes is valid. So there is no Isa to be done before them either, because it's not kisron shal mumchi. So it is a shalom chet. Masha'im can according to Tesis Pshat and the Ktesis, since there is a special aloche that Bezdin cannot be kevelon. So Mimele, Bezdin cannot be kevelon, cannot be kevelon, even in Doris Valvois, even according to Mandoma, who says, Lavir of Parshas Sifkan. Because it's aloche, it cannot be kevelon. So according to second Roshan, we understand the Gemara in Gittin very well. So, because the Gemara in Gittin deals with Isu and Gittin, whether Rav Yosef could be kefe the Baal to give a get, where the aloha is that the Baal is mechuyev to give a get. So, Mele, there, the Gzeres HaKosov of Nil Vnei Adyeitis has application, not the Gzeres HaKosov of Elohim. However, the question arose according to the first Russian thesis. The first Lashon Tesis says that there are no two Gzeres HaKosuvs. It's one aloche, one Gzeres HaKosuv. And the Lifnei of Lifnei Adyeitis is the identical Gzeres HaKosuv of Elohim, because that's the Pshat Lifnei me, Lifnei Elohim, that are Huskar and the Parsha of Shom. So it's Ein Hak. So in other words, so that means that there is a aloche, that there is a aloche of the din is not valid. The din in Tzilis v'Chavolos is not valid. And if we say of Parshas Sifkan, so that means even the din in Doris Valvoyes is not valid. But what bearing does it have upon Gittin? After all, Gittin is not mentioned in Mishpotim. Gittin is not mentioned in Mishpotim. That difficulty we mentioned. Now, so we have to say, in other words, the difficulty in the first Lashon of Tesis is, since the Lifnei, Mikoya Alehim, the Oche, So what bearing does it have upon Isu Begiti? So if we say so there is only one Tirasakosu. Lifnei Yalim that is mentioned in the Parsha. If Lavi Upasivkan, that means that Zeles Vachavoles can be litigated, can be judged by Smuchim only, not by Evyedis. And if we say Upasivkan, so then it has application to Idoiz Vavoles also. But what Chaiches does it have to Yisu Gittin, according to the first Lashon Tesis? Now, so we have to say, now, remember when we went over the Rashi, that Gimel of Adale, when Rashi says, Sholetim el Delet, Shegimni u Milahal v'Shemo Yichpeya, v'Eidim Yitu v'Leitehei Yidoson, v'Chuvenes, v'Yafsi, v'Chename, Shemo lo Yimtso Mumchim l'Koyfilo. So that is explanatory of Rove. Rove says that Eruv Parshi is Sifkan. Eruv Parshi. So Mimele Midarai said the Zertakosu for Elohim that is mentioned in the Parshi of Shomrim. So it deals with Idoyes Valvoyes also. So Midarai say Din by Yedetes in Idoyes Valvoyes is invalid. Invalid. But the Chachomim lo Misaki. Because the Shlatinu Delif Nilo. So he says, so if there hadn't been a Takonis Chachomim, so then the deities wouldn't be able to be Keifim Lod. So it's Mashma that only when it's a question of Kviya Lod. But if it's not necessary to resort to Kviya, so then even without the Darabonim of Shaltin and Vlom, they could be done. But how could they? After all, of Parshi Sifka. So the same as Akosu Levelim that is mentioned, Ligabik Zil Chavoles, so it has reference to Doiz Valvoyes also. So even without the Kefilode, without the Akonis Chachomim, how could they be done? So I mentioned it's possible to explain the Rashi in two ways. One way is that Rashi holds that the whole Zeres HaKosuf of Elihim is that the Yedis cannot be capable, not that their din is no din. Another possible explanation is that the Zeres HaKosuf of Elihim is that their din is no din, even when we don't resort to coercion, to kvir. But when Rashi says, because there is a halacha of Kabbalah. So Baladin can be mikabel someone who is Alpidin posel as a dai. So in other words, so is Nemel Abu Avicho, even though he's a Koret, so he's posel on. But if he's mikabel, so then he's kosher. So that's based upon his chayus, because he's mikabel. Because in the moment, so you can be mikabel, and it's based upon his chayves. So the pshat in Rashi could be shemo yimtzo mumchin lekeifel adin. It doesn't mean that the whole halacha of Elohim implies that only lekeifel adin adidis cannot. But when it's not necessary to resort to kviyeh, then they can be done. No, they cannot be done even when it's not necessary to resort to kviyeh. But if the baladim voluntarily submit to litigation by a gate, so then there is kavole, so there is ischaimus. So there is ischaimus. Now, if it's on the basis of ischaimus, so then it has to follow up all the dinim of kavole. Now the Mishneh that Chof Daled Amud Aleph says. So then there is a machlekes. Shmuel says machlekes bimochloch havol betin lo dibrachakel yochel arzabei. V'Rabbi Yechen nomar betin loch machlekes. Betin loch machlekes. Now and we pasken that like Rabbi Yechon and Betloch machlekes. But then, even though we pasken like Rabbi Yechon and Betloch machlekes, so machlekes lifnei gmar din, So the Shmoki says, Machlikis Nigmad, Lachak Madi, Lachakli of Lazabe, but Rabirichan of Lachak Madi Machlikis. Lachak Madi Machlikis. But Kingdom Madi, so even according to the Chachomim, it can be Chayze. So in other words, if it is based, upon Kabbalah and his Chayves, so then it has to conform to all these things. When there can be Kabbalah, when there can be Ischaives, without Kiyan Sudea, whether be Mocholoch or even Beeteloch, whether before Gmadin or Dafke, after Gmadin, so without Kabbalah's Kiyan, so there can be the Ischaives. But then it's not Viteras Din, it's Viteras Ischaives. So, another possible pshat I mentioned in Rashi is Shemulim to Mukhun Lekivledin, not that Rashi Shiti is that the whole Zerasakosuf of Elohim implies only that the deities cannot be capable of them, but where it's not necessary to resort to Kfiyeh, then they can be done because the Din of a deities is a Din. No, maybe Rashi Shiti is that the Zerasakosuf of Elohim implies that the Din is invalid. But he mentions the Kevilodin because if they voluntarily submit, then there is Kabbalah. Then it's like Nevonolai Abova Viro. So that, but it's more Mistaber, like the first Pshat in Rashi. Because if Rashi means, first of all, if Rashi means Shalom Tzomum Chalik Kevilodin, so he means to exclude the case where there is Kabbalah, is Chayves, why does Rashi have to mention it? So that's our halacha, that in the moment you can be Mischayev. You can be Mischayev. Under what circumstances does this Chayves take effect? Whether Dafke with Kabbalah's Kinyan or without Kabbalah's Kinyan. So it's a machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachomim, whether Kidin Madin or Arag Madin. So that's a machlekes with Shlokish and Rav Yechanan, whether Beteloch or Dafke Bimochaloch or Afil Beteloch. So it's a machlekes Shmuel and Rav Yechanan. So Rashi doesn't have to mention it. Then it's not with Teras Din. Nemun Rabu Vavicho is not with Teras Din Torah. It's with Teras Yischaivis. So you can be Mikabel with Teras Yischaivis, you can be Mikabel anybody. He can be Mikabli Koran, any puzzle. So Rashi doesn't have to mention it. Since Rashi mentions Shemul Yitzomumch Lekevel Adin, he emphasizes Lekevel Adin, so it's mashma that according to Rashi, the whole Zerzakot of Elohim implies only that there couldn't be Kvir, not that even without Kvir, the Din is no Din. No, the Din is a Din. Now, and then, so it's more mashma from Loshen of Rashi, like the first pshat we mentioned. But then the other lesson is in Rashi. Dav Beis and Dav Gimel and Dav Dalet, you'll see that Rashi emphasizes, or let's say, the sixth line from the bottom of the Omed in Rashi, Dav Beis Omed Beis. So he said, the high Asherim Akiuze Ba'alvoyim Mishtoi, Harinem Arelehim Ba'aykro, the Mashma Mumchim, Loshin Schoro Virabonus, Kiditzarek, Gminon, Rein Isaticho Elim Lipare, Loshin Rabonus. So Rashi emphasizes that it's why Smuchim? Because only Smuchim have Schore, dominion, Schore. So that, all right, you could say, I mean, that's a din that to render a decision that in itself is Schore. But it's more mashma from the Loshin of Rashi that the whole requirement of Elohim, of Smuchim, is to exercise Shore. To exercise Shore. That's how it's mashma. And then the same Rashi is mentioned in other places also. So it's mashma that Rashi's shita is that there's a kosuf of Elohim. There's a kosuf of Elohim only implies that Besdin cannot be kefalot. And if we say that Lavi of Parshas Sifkan, so that means that the Gzeres HaKosuf of Elohim is limited only to Gzeres HaHavoles. And what does Elohim tell us? That one who is not Elohim, one who is not Isamuch, a Heket, cannot be Kefil or Gzeres HaHavoles. But as far as as the Dois Vavois is concerned, so even Pentishol Yates can be capable. And if we say Parsha Sivka, so the Sakosov of Elohim that is mentioned in the Parsha of Shomrim in connection with the Lil Havales deals also with the Dois Vavois. So then the Sakosov implies that he cannot. That the Bentishal Yates cannot even be capable of the Dois Valvoyes. But the SMD is valid. Now, one thing has to be mentioned. Let's say that's only, so Rashi Shite is only that as far as the Din itself is concerned, so then it is valid, even Xilis Vachavos. Even when it is rendered, when the decision, in Zilis Vachavoles is rendered by Besdin Shaladiritis. So it's valid. It's only Aloha, they have no Keach Kviya Lod in Zilis Vachavoles. And if they have Parsha Sika, not even Idois Valvoes. But the Etzem, when it's it doesn't involve Kviya, so then the Din is valid even by Besdin Shaladiritis in Zilis Vachavoles itself. So that's only in Zilis Vachavoles the Din is valid. But Gnosis Mamesh, like Keifu and Aleph Hei, in his Mfate, Gnosis Mamesh, then Rashi would be made. I mean that there the Din is not valid altogether. And there is a fundamental distinction. There is a fundamental distinction between Xeles V'chavoles. Sometimes we find the expression Gnosis Ligavi Xeles V'chavoles, but it's not Mamesh, as Rashi pointed out, it's not Mamesh Gnosis. Gnosis is Keifu and Aleph Hei, in his Mfate. But the Xeles V'chavoles he can be called sometimes Gnosis, but it's not Mamish Gnosis. So, as far as Gnosis Mamish is concerned, so they are certainly, even without Kviyah, the Din is no Din. Because Ligabi Gnosis, so the Chiyuv is Nigmar al Dibezin, Asher Yashir Yisraelim. So what does it mean, Asher Yashir Yisraelim? That the chiyuv is nigma, whether there is a chiyuv in the Shomayim without Bezin or not, so that's a machlig of a shenim. But certainly a chiyuv gomo, there isn't by Knosses Mamish. There is no, and many according to many of the shenim, there isn't even a chiyuv in the Shomayim by Knosses Mamish, because of the Xerzakosu for Fashiyashin is an Elohim. So that means that Elohim, the Smuchim, they are Mashiach, they are given a chiyuv, and without a Besdin of Smuchim, there is no Chiyuv. Whether there is no Chiyuv altogether or there is no Chiyuv Gomo. But there is certainly no Chiyuv Gomo. There is certainly no Chiyuv Gomo. So Memele, even without Kviye, there couldn't be. So the Din is invalid. But only the Gavizilis of Chavoles that is not Knosis. And sometimes we find the expression Knosis, but it's not Knosis Mamesh. So there the Chiyuv is the Chiyuv takes effect completely, even without Bezin. Somebody, it's the same way as the Dois Valvoes. So, in respect to Xeles V'chavoles, Rashi Shite is, that the Sakosuf of Elohim only implies that there is no Kviyah, but the Din itself, when it doesn't involve Kviyah, is valid. Masha'in ki Knosses Mamesh. So there the Chiyuv is nigma, the Chiyuv is established. Through Bezin Asher Yashir Yisraelim. So they are, of course, even without Kviyah. So there is no, the Din is invalid. As a matter of fact, the Gemara Mevakame, when the Gemara discusses, in the Chivu, the Gemara discusses, Avdibish L'chasai, Eloi Avdibish L'chasai, so the Gemara says, in the course of the Shakul Vitalia, Eloki Avdibish L'chasai, Momeine, Biknos Eloi Avdibish L'chasai. So that means, so over there, the whole concept of Avdim Shlokasai is Nachayach, because Knosse Mamesh, the Gemara mentions that we got the cable. So, Knosse Mamesh, so the Chiyuv is established, it takes effect through the Bezin. And so it's Nachayach to say Avdim Shlokasai. When is the Chayach to say Avdim Shlokasai? When the Chiyuv is there without Bezin. But it's only a question of being given. Moment. So then we can say Avdin Shlokasai, Lui Avdin Shlokasai, so they are calling Shriche, Lui Shriche, but Knosses Mamesh, even if it will be Shriche. Even if it will be Shriche, and even if you'll find, that it will be Shriche, but if it's gnosis mamish, so then we don't say avios prosai. There's a Lashon HaGemara. Oh, so Gemara asks that peitalad and beis veitashul keimu dashul avol hamisha dikayte. It's never shlokasai amre. Ki avdin shlokasai momene biknose avdin shlokasai. Anyway, so that's Rashi Shite. If that is Rashi Shite, so we can say that the first Lashon in Teisves agrees with Rashi Shite. The first Lashon in Teisves says that the Ano took Zeras HaKosos. It's wrong Zeras HaKosos. And the Lifneiem is Koyalihim. So you raise the question. Moneshach, if Lifneiem is Koyalihim, so what Shaykhes does this Zeras HaKosos for Lifneiem? Have Panisu Gitin. If it is separate aloha, there is no Kriya, as Teisves says, we understand. So there is no Kriya in anything. But if it's Koyalihim, so we have a long Zeras HaKosos. The Zeras Vachavoles, it requires Elihim. And that's mentioned. Elash Vatashatosim Lifneyem Lifneyalim Abuskorim Bipalsh. So it emphasizes this aloha that Elohim is imperative in Zeres HaKosos. And if Eruv Pasch is Ifkal, so it's imperative in Zeres HaKosos also. So what Shaykhah does it have to Yisu Gittin? What Shaykhah does it have to Yisu Gittin is not mentioned in Mishpotim altogether. So we have to say that the first Lashon Teisves agrees with Rashi. In other words, that the Zeres HaKosos of Elohim doesn't imply that a din is null and void. A din rendered handled by a dietes is null and void. No, that there is no kfir. That there is no kfir. Now, so what does Zakosov say? That there is no kfir in Zeres HaKosos. Lifnei dietes. In other words, lifnei Hasmuchim, Hamuskorim in the parasha of Shomrim of Zeres HaKosos. Veloy Lifnei Yedeites. So in other words, there is no kfir lodin in Zeres HaKosos. So things are shita apparently like this. If we say that Lavi of Parashah Yisifkan, so then it's a raya that the Torah was makpit and Elohim, Davke Zeres HaKosos, nothing else. Lavir of Pajvesifkan. So that means Lifnei Isom Adayonim Hamuskorim Biparsha Shashom. So you have to be down. They can be careful of Zeres HaKosos. But other Dayonim Hedyates cannot be careful of Zeres HaKosos. So and if Lavir of Pajvesifkan, so that means that the whole Zeres HaKosos of Elohim, that the Hedyates cannot be capable of, then is limited only to Zeres HaKosos. So it has no application to anything else. However, if we say Eruv Parshas Yisifkan, so then we say that the Zeres HaKosos of Elohim and of Lifnei and Lifnei Hedyates, which is Ein Hach, implies that we cannot be capable of, then not only Zeres HaKosos. You cannot be Kerife Idoyes Valvoyes either. So it's not just a ribu of Idoyes Valvoyes. So it's Marv everything. So for the same reason that the Torah tells us that Hedyates cannot be Kerife Lord in Idoyes Valvoyes, so the same Zeres HaKosos applies to everything. They cannot be Kerife Lord. And they cannot even be Kerife to give a get. If we say loving or positive count, so then it means that the Zeres HaKosos of the three of Nedeites is limited only to Zeres HaKosos. So it certainly, so Isu Gittin certainly doesn't come within the Zeres HaKosos. But if we say Eruv Parshas Yifkal, so even though the Lifneiem refers to the Elohim that is mentioned in the Parsha of Shomrim, but it extends to other things too. So it extends to everything, not just to Yisrael always, to everything. So it's scale of everything. So that's why, and the whole Zeres HaKosos. So then there is no kashe. What bearing does it have on Gittin? What bearing does the vine get in? Because the whole Xeris HaKosuf is only the person cannot be Kevin. And if we say, Lavi Rupash Sivkan, so the Xeris HaKosuf, that the Davis cannot be Kevin, applies only to the Havolis, nothing else. But if it doesn't even apply to Eros Vavoyes, but if we say Eros Vavoyes Sivkan, and it covers, it extends to Eros Vavoyes also, so Mele we say it extends to everything. It's a general principle that cannot be caved alone, cannot be caved. A deity cannot be caved. So whether Bezdin, Shal Deities as a Keach Kvir over all things, depends upon the Machlekes. Whether Eruv Parshas Sivkan or Lavi Eruv Parshas Sivkan. So, Mele, according to Mandomar, that Lavi Eruv Parshas Sivkan, then even a Bez Nishal Adyetis could be Kefe, a husband to give a get, if he is Mechuyev Al Pedim to give a get. But if we say Eruv Parshas Sivkan, so then a Bez Nishal Adyetis couldn't. Because the same is on Sakosu that tells us that he cannot be Kefe, Bez Nishal cannot be Kefe, Lodin. Exhibit Havoles and the Dois Valvoyes, so it tells me it cannot be cave on anything else either. So, how could Rav Yosef be cave? I'll get in. So, that's because of Shvakosayaka. Right, now, Shenema Amish, so what do you say? Vati, you have the monarch and the foshes with Rishi Ochke. Shenema Amish, but I have the other. Umata Amom would in the moment is forbidden Rishi Ochke, Kedei shall it in all the other. Why do we have to resort to the Xeris HaKosuf of Mishpatechot? Without the Xeris HaKosuf of Mishpatechot, we have to say that Rishi Ochkire applies to the Nemomenes just as applies to the Nefoshes. Because where does the Torah say? Where does the Torah mention Rishi Ochkire? The Torah mentions Rishi Ochkire in three places. In Irene Dachas, and in Yochichor David Zore, and in Parsha of Edim Zedin. In Parsha of Edim Zedin. So in one place, in Irene Dachas, it mentions three times, three Shochkires, and then in Yochichor David Zore two times, and in Zedin again two times. So we learn out seven three Shochkires. So, one of the Mekeres of Drishi Ochtirei is the Parsha of Zemim. And in that Parsha of Zemim, the Torah deals with the Zemim of the Foshes and with the Zemim of the Nemomenes. So, it's a Raya Brure that the Drishi Ochtirei is not limited to the Foshes because the Moker is the Parsha of Zemim and there the Torah mentions both. So, why do we have to resort to the Zakosuf of Mishpat HaHilachem? ויש למה עד מכל מוקים לב מצריכים עוד דרי שאוכתירה בשעות אין המונס אלא דווקא בין זמים אילה ודכסיב משפתחות. Now the pshat is very simple in this thesis because if not for the Xeris HaKosuf of משפתחות then I wouldn't know that the Nemomenes requires דרי שאוכתירה. I would say the Nemomenes not. But the Nemomenes of Edim Zemim does require Drei Shochkire. Why? Because as far as the Aloha of Edim Zemim is concerned, there is no special Mechayev in the Nefoshes, and the special Mechayev, the separate Mechayev in the Nemomenes. It's the same Mechayev. Vasiselei kasher zoman vasis loch. So in other words, whenever to Edim, through the testimony, try to penalize the Nidim by being Mechayevim, whether they try to be Mechayevim, Momein, Momen, Knas, Malkes, Mise. So there is one Mechayev. Vasitelei kasher zoman vasis lochim. So the same Mechayev, for the same reason that Edim who try to meet out a chiyuv of skile against Edim, and if they are Nizem, so they have to get skile. For the same reason, if Edim try to penalize the Nizem with paying $100, so when they are Nizim, so they have to pay $100 to the Nizim. It's the same Mechayev as the Maslochim. So Mimele, I could say, maybe the Nifosh, maybe the Nemomenes in general do not require the Shochkire. But the Nemomenes of Edim Zeimimim does require the Shochkire. Why? Because the Shochkire is essentially a prerequisite in Foshes. But in the same meaning, since the chiyuv of Azome in the Momenes emanates from the same chayev as the chiyuv of Azome in the Foshes, so it's ein haf. Because the same chayev, Masha'in came other than the Momenes, where the chiyuv doesn't emanate from the same chiyuv as the Nefoshes, the chiyuv. So there, I could say, Trishuch Tira is not required. All right. Shalatina, yes?
It's not even really Momenes at all, just happens to be with the aid of the tribe to make the
all right, in a chaname, so that means, so in other words, so Memele, since it's the same chayev, Vasis, Nekashazom, Vasis, Lochiv, so that's why, the same requirement that applies to the Nefoshes of Zeinim applies to the Momenes of Zeinim, because it's the same Chayev. Masha'in came, the Momenes in general, where it's separate Mechayev. So there is no analogy between that and Nefoshes. So if Matur is a kosher for Pishkot Echot, so there wouldn't be any requirement of Drishis or Kenneth. Shalitina, Umatam. Elam umatam moment in moments min the shokira kide shel til der zvo tesis til der zvo gzeves vechavole suksvasi shel virushes umatones bichule namelo ibin und rishe ochkire kide shel til der zvo lifne kazlo so now doit here the gemore says that so rove says that mi der reise mumchen is a required baby shel vechavole is baby do is wrong but with the rabbonon there is a distinction between Zeles v'chavoles and Hidoi v'alvoles. Zeles v'chavoles, even mit Rabbonon, requires Muchi, but Hidoi v'alvoles, mit Rabbonon, the Zakone, they don't require Muchi. And the Gemara makes an analogy between the Zakone of Teltin and Delet v'lovm in connection with Rishuch Kire, and the Zakone of Teltin and Lovm in connection with Muchi. So one could equate the two completely. And he could say, just as Ligabi Mumchi. So where did the Chachomim, on the basis of Litin Lel Vlov, say that the Dietes can be done only in Doyes Valvoyes? But in Zeles V'chavoles, the Dietes cannot be done. Apparently that the rationale of Litin Lel Vlov is not Shayach in Zeles V'chavoles. In other words, so we cannot say Kiddush Tinil Delos Bifnei Gazlonim. So Tinil Delos Bifnei Gazlonim is not the same as Tinil Delos Bifnei Gazlonim. So Memele Gabi Drishe Ochtire, we could also say the same thing, that what requires, what does not require, what is exempt from Drishe Ochtire only Doyes Valvoyes, but Zeles V'chavoles is not exempt from Drishe Ochtire. We could argue that way. Satire says no. Regarding Drishe Ochtire, there is no distinction between Gzeles V'chavoles and Hidoyes V'alvoyes. So for the same reason that the Chachomim exempted Hidoyes V'alvoyes from Drishe Ochtire, they also exempted Gzeles V'chavoles from Drishe Ochtire. Why? The same rationale. Over there, Shetinil Delos Nilovim, and here, Shetinil Delos V'negazlov. So let us apply the same rationale. Ligabi mumchin too. V'yesh leima ad ligabi mumchin v'shayach l'mi'chashbei k'mo yizeh l'b'chshor sh'mo'etes od nimna melalvet l'chaveirei im lo yimtza dayonim mizimonim l'gves chayvei avu v'yil l'chavoles yedeya ha'gazlen she'atriach ha'nigzlo אחר המומחים עד שימצא לא דין עם הגזלן. So in other words, there was no necessity. So there was no necessity to exempt Gzeres v'chavoles from the requirement of smuchim, because even without the exemption of the requirement of smuchim, so it will already be ne'eles deles bifnei gazlan, because the gazlan will be deterred, even if adyetes cannot be done, the gazlan will still be deterred. Why will it be deterred? because he knows that the nixel b'tereach have to move. So the first lashon of Teisves is that gzilis v'chavolis do not require rishuch kirei. So there is a distinction between the takonis chachomim legabim mumchim, takonis chachomim legabim rishuch kirei. The second lashon Teisves is no. That there is no distinction. That just as the chachomim applied the takonis. Just as the Chachomim applied the Takone of the Tilden of Law in connection with Smuchim, only in respect to Idoes Valvoes, not in respect to Gzeles Vichavoles, the same thing is true. So the Chachomim exempted the Idoes Valvoes from the requirement of Rishuch Kireh. But Gzilis V'chavoles, the Chachomim didn't exempt from the requirement of Rishuch Kireh. So that means that even with the Rabbonon, Gzilis V'chavoles required Rishuch Kireh. Lady Shleima, Gzilis V'chavoles, not a boy of Rishuch Kireh. V'matino Idoes Valvoes. V'hod v'meike v'rishecho den momenes, masnissen di mitzrechet Rishuch Kireh b'n l'knoses. But the Gemara says, that the only thing that does not require the Rishuch Kireh is Knosses. What does Knosses mean? Keifu, Abu Hamisho, and Simfate. Knosses Mamish. The implication being the Zilin of Havolas, which is not Knas Mamish, so that does not require the Rishuch Kireh. So Lab Dafkid in Knosses Koma. The Zilin of Havolas call it Namik Knosses, even though it's not Knosses Mamish, but sometimes it's called Knosses. Now here there is a big tradition text.